The following is a Nightfall Media production. For more information, check out nightfallmedia.io. Star Wars Nightfall is a not-for-profit RPG actual play podcast set in the Star Wars universe. Nightfall claims no relationship with Disney, Lucasfilm, or any of their partners or affiliates. Nightfall can be found online at starwarsnightfall.com or twitch.tv/starwarsnightfall. The following episode contains strong language and simulated acts of violence. Listener discretion is advised.
May the Force be with you.
The Clone Wars have ended, and the Great Jedi Purge has wiped out most of the galaxy's former heroes. Most survivors of the Purge have taken refuge either in isolation or lay low amongst heavily populated civilizations. Inside the Rancor's pit, Suzy and his companions are confronted by an Imperial patrol sent by the Inquisitor. Welcome to Chapter 5 of Star Wars Nightfall. Nightfall is Peyton Castle as Suzy, Richard Capicil as Photon, BFM as Nellos Kath, and myself, Zach Somm, as the Galaxy Master. Artwork by Rob Hunter.
So last time we played, you guys kind of wanted to explore a little bit, find some ways to get some money to repair your ship. You ended up going down to the bottom levels of Nar Shaddaa, or at least like level 13, I think.
We were already at those levels.
Yeah, you were already down there.
Yeah. We changed garages after combat, and then we went to the Rancor's pit.
The Rancor's pit, yes. Yeah.
And they were going to have a barbecue where they were going to eat people.
No, that was the mechanics.
Frank and Frank Jr.
So you guys ended up at the Rancor's pit, and some Imperials walked in. You guys kind of had some words with them. I believe we ended with rolling initiative, and Nello's calf rolled a nat one.
Yes.
Peyton, question of the day.
So, what are your thoughts after watching the last episode of Kenobi?
I didn't think it was ambitious enough.
My favorite part was when Obi-Wan and Darth Vader were fighting, and Obi-Wan is about to knock Darth Vader off of Mount Doom, and he says, "You are truly Obi-Wan Kenobi," and then it ends.
My favorite part was when General Grievous showed up and cut Obi-Wan Kenobi in half.
His revenge. Yeah, that was pretty crazy. See, I thought the Darth Vader Obi-Wan kissing scene was controversial yet necessary.
Mm-hmm. It really added to the plot.
I liked it because it showed the bond that they truly had as brothers and as Jedi compatriots. But I think it went too far when they zoomed in on Vader's burnt up.
Oh, I thought that was showing the forming of the balance of the Force right there.
Well, yeah, or like, you know, like it's showing that even though he's mangled, he still loves him.
We didn't need 45 minutes of Obi-Wan trying to get that cock hard.
That is true.
Like, with all the technology the Empire has, you think that, like, even Vader could, like, force harden, like, his dick.
Or just a robo-penis. Like, you're telling me most of his body is robotic except his penis?
Like, but my problem was, it was that there was zero foreplay. It was just 45 minutes of frustrated grunting.
Doesn't that sound familiar?
45 seconds. I don't know about minutes.
Got him.
So I think everyone else needs to roll initiative because I did not get that.
Everyone else gets a reroll except me.
Yeah, because it was funny.
Fuck off.
15.
11.
Photon.
What case for you, though?
I believe you're at a table when this is happening.
Yes, give us a basic layout.
So we decided that it's similar to the bar on Tatooine from A New Hope. So you guys would walk in and there's that stupid U-shape.
So, if I remember correctly, Redar was backstage, or back with the strippers getting decent, Well, because I alerted Redar that we had friends, quote-unquote. I was somewhere trying to be opposite of bad guys here, so I think I was over here.
I think I went over to Juan Rito.
I was near you.
So Susie is at the bar.
As yeah. am I.
Yeah, Nellis was near me. So you would have been at a table then, right?
Or no, I was at the bar because me and Nellis held that dude's head down.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Grabloid the Hutt's former lackey.
Yep. Oh, Ben.
So Ben's between
me and Nellis. Ben. Is Ben in this order?
Ben is not in the order. Does he need to be in the order?
Shit, maybe. I'm leaving it there.
I'm writing him down.
If you turn him hostile, I'll add him to the order.
Fellas.
I'm gonna turn him inside out, drop him on that stack of dimes he calls a neck.
Photon, Susie, but yes.
Alright, so alive. Nellis and Photon are with Ben at the bar. Susie is a little further down the bar. Redar is backstage.
I'm gonna head towards the back of the bar and try and get cover from the entrance where the Imperials are.
Cool. Are you just moving or are you trying to like stealth?
They know we're here. We failed our stuff.
Yeah, dude, that's my combat
stuff. Yep, you're right.
So I'm assuming I'm moving knowing they're here. So I'm gonna get behind that cover and I'm gonna try to attack. That's a 7 plus my dex, right? 2, 9.
That is not gonna do it. So your shot misses and your shots are gonna go into the entrance area of the bar, but it does not hit anybody.
I still get a +5 for cover, right?
Yes.
So how many enemies were there?
There's the officer, 2 storms, and 4 storms. The officer and 4 stormtroopers.
And they're all armed?
Yes.
Can I try to force thrust them all to the ground?
I don't know how many thrusts can do that. Target one object or character within 12 squares and within line of sight.
I'm going to try to throw the officer into one of the stormtroopers.
Okay.
So use the force check. Crit.
Nice.
Let's go. Oh, let's go, baby.
What is your use the force on top of your crit?
It's +7.
Cool. Then the target is going to take 1d6 points of damage, and you are going to push it 2 squares.
3 damage. So, upon being spotted, Susie is no longer going to be trying to, like, blend in with the scene anymore, because Susie kind of rushed over to the bar and was trying to keep his head down and trying to stay obscure. And Susie is now going to step back from the bar, revealing himself, and is just going to just one hand push forwards, and the officer goes toppling head over heels into the stormtrooper behind him.
The Imperial officer is going to stand, and he is going to spend a action to bolster his allies.
What a fucking nerd.
Oh, I don't like this. That's like in Pokemon. When the Pokemon doesn't attack you, you're like, oh, something worse is coming.
Yep.
Men, alpha formation.
Next is the stormtroopers. So the first one... The first one is the one that Susie knocked over, and he's going to stand back up, and he's going to draw his weapon, but he's not going to have time to take a shot. The second one is going to try and fire at Photon, who is in cover. Photon, what's your reflex?
It is 19 plus 5, so 24.
So he's got to beat a 24, so a net 20. Close, but his shot will miss. Those blaster marks aren't going to score the bar top right over your head. Next is one of the more built stormtroopers, and he's going to take a shot at Susie. So with 7, he's going to miss. And the second one is also going to take a shot at you. That's also going to miss. So both of their shots will miss, firing into the crowd. Next up is Redar.
Is he pantsed?
Dicks out for Harambe. Dicks out for Harambe. Again.
You are not going to see Redar emerge from backstage this turn.
Okay.
Just behind the... Fuck.
Yes.
He's finishing up business.
Nellis.
I'm going to shimmy-shimmy-yaw myself behind the bar so I've got a little bit of cover.
Ew.
Give me the mic so I can take it away. I'm going to... So, firing a shot at the officer... that is a 17 plus 8 is a number, which would
25.
Be 25.
Hey, 25 will strike the officer.
Hell yeah.
Get him.
Four, eight, 14 plus two, 16.
16. That's... He is not bloodied, but your shot does hit him directly in the chest. It is burning that Imperial rank badge.
Oh, his little packet of lozenges.
Yes.
Pack smokes.
Oh, it looks like Sucrats. Fuck you, son. And your chloroseptic lozenges.
Anything else from Nellos?
Nope. Nothing of note. Just noises.
Photon.
I'm gonna try again at that shot. Who do we got left?
Everybody is left.
I'm gonna... The officer's bolstering. That's probably pretty bad. I'm gonna go for the basic bitch, though.
Okay. The one that, I Susie think already hit.
The heavy stormtroopers prefer the turning to the HF. I think that's the more PC one. So.
That is.
Dig the jersey, too.
That's gonna miss.
Yeah.
This Pokemon to move or use a swift action.
Hey, go fuck yourself!
I'm gonna try to use move object to rip a gun out of one of the stormtroopers' hands. It's one of the undamaged ones. I'm trying to rip his gun over. It's not looking great. That's gonna be a 13.
His is going to be 21.
I think that wins.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sorry there, bud.
Yeah.
Officers, again.
Men, now, alpha formation!
And the stormtroopers are going to realign themselves. And they're all going to take their shots.
Did he just do a beer pong re-rack?
Yeah. That's fucking tight, dude.
What the flying V?
Yo, bro, set it off.
17 against Susie.
Ouch.
That's whack.
Dealing not enough damage. 7, 14, 22.
I'm dead.
That was the first one. Second one's coming at you.
Okay.
11. Third one is going to be a 15. Second one's going to be a 20. Or last one's going to be a 22.
They all just shot at me?
Yeah.
That's nice of them.
8. 12, 20.
Damn! Susie's just still a meat shield. All right. How much was that?
20.
20? All right.
I want to get some armor the way I can, like a bullet sponge.
And from the curtain emerges Redar, the Duros mercenary. And he is...
Just to watch you get pieced up with those guys.
He has armored pants on, two blaster pistols, and his helmet. He's got nothing on his torso or his arms.
Baller.
Hell yeah, dog.
So he opens up. This is my kind of day. He's going to take a shot at the officer. That'll hit him.
Let's go.
That'll hit the officer for 7.
Now that gave him...
We're going to take another shot at the officer.
Where's it going to go?
I assume a 13 doesn't hit. Yeah, so that is a
miss. I'm going to go for the officer. 10 and 12.
He's going to do it.
Imagine if a 13 doesn't hit, I don't think a 12 will.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
I'm taking that gun out of his hands.
Watch him fail.
If he mints me.
Yeah, 20.
Get used up all my good luck. 17 plus 7, so that's a 24.
24, so he's gonna get... Yeah, so he gets plus 7 because his strength is 2. So this plus 7 is an 18.
I'm still
22.
High.
So yeah, you rip the gun out of his arm and it flies straight to you.
Sweet. I'm holding it like I've never held a gun before, for the record. I'm like holding both hands on the barrel, nowhere near the trigger.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna go back to... trying to hide behind cover that has not treated me so well.
Which gun did you steal from? Which guy did you steal from?
Heavy stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Wait, how heavy is that gun?
He's got a light repeating blaster.
Heavy.
I believe that.
Stormtrooper. Light repeating blaster.
It's ironic.
What a bitch.
All right.
Cowardly.
It's also going to be obviously very heavy.
Next is the officer, who's going to back up behind his men and take a shot. So they are all going to move as a unit around the bar. So Nellos and Photon will have a plus 2 instead of a plus 5. And Susie will be exposed. And Redar will be exposed. So the officer
awesome.
Is going to say, "We must kill the Jedi for Vader." That's not going to do it.
All right.
One of the heavy stormtroopers is going to toss a frag grenade towards the bar.
Ping, ping.
That's what you're going to crit on today, huh?
Yeah.
That's what you're critting on today?
Do I have any other character sheets in here, dog?
So that's going mostly at Photon and Nellos.
Oh, thank you for that.
Well, good thing I have all 53 of my health points.
Jesus. Go figure, shield on you.
If they have grenades, I better be able to take some off their fucking corpses.
That long.
I'll fucking kill them for it. I don't give a shit.
I didn't know I could have stolen a grenade off of one of them.
Oh, beans.
3, 7, 11, 13, 26.
You counted that real bad.
9, 13, 15, 30.
Didn't you come up with something different?
No. I came up with 26 the first time. You told me I read it wrong, so yeah. I did, and now it's 30 damage.
Yeah. I want to make sure we get it right.
Okay. So you're both down minus 30.
Ouch!
So that's a step down.
Yeah, very down a step on the condition track.
Three more attacks.
Not the end of the day over here.
Second.
The quote, kill the Jedi.
So that was the heavy that didn't have a gun.
Okay, and I...
That tracks.
That was my fault. That's not me. I will take full responsibility
next
for that one.
Next is the other heavy with his light repeating blaster. And this is going at Photon, okay. Who's got a plus 2 to cover. So it'll be dice plus 3. 17.
For big one set on the condition track.
Oh, well, then, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, it still misses.
The 17 took an account.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh, did it.
Yeah. So it would have been 8, regardless. So that's both the heavies and
did
the
I
officer.
Move a step down?
What?
Did I move a step down?
I think you might have moved 2 steps down.
Oh.
I think, yeah, I think you 2 steps down. So 2 more stormtroopers. One's going to take a shot at Susie.
That fucking Jedi, don't they?
That's going to miss. And the other one's going to shoot straight at Nullis.
Suck my dick, motherfucker. Shit, son.
2, 5, 12, 24.
That's new character sheet time, though.
Are you kidding?
I'm at 23 health.
Yep.
My damage threshold is 19.
Yes, so a attack that reduced you to 0 hit points and exceeded your damage threshold, you are dead.
Are you kidding me right now? What?
Nellos is dead.
Dude, no! Like, no! Are you kidding me?
Shit, son.
Just like that.
Yeah.
I'm upset.
I'm a pilot.
I'm so upset right now. Fuck, dude. We're gonna tell Boom Boom.
No. No more Boom Boom.
Dude. It's his ship. It's in his name. There's a lot of problems that come with his death. Shit.
So the stormtrooper lines up his shot and just perfectly places it between Nellos' eyes.
Oof.
Do you have any last words? And then your body slumps and falls to the ground next to Photon.
I'm stunned as a person. I don't know how to react to this. Fucking swap 20s, fuck you.
Can't just buy yourself some crits, son. You gotta earn them.
You paid no get your dice recharged.
You lucky bastard.
What happened?
We're just all sad.
Yeah, I am sad.
Goodbye.
In a moment, how do each of you feel watching Nellos fall?
I don't know if we're going to include my reaction because it probably just destroyed your mic audio and I raged out there. But yeah, very upset about Nello's passing. Nello's, I've grown to love as a character, has been a lot of fun to play with. And I'm going to miss hearing that sweet Stone Cold voice.
We'll be back after a quick break.
When I'm in need of clean energy and laser focus, I take a moment to meditate, reaching out to Ghost Energy.
Have no fear. I'm here to provide you the focus and energy you seek. Take this can of Strabango Margarita Ghost Energy and fulfill your destiny.
My goodness! This divine liquid is clear, and its flavor is superb. Is it truly vegan and gluten-free?
Indeed, young one.
Is it true that it has zero sugar?
Not a sugar to find.
It also lists a multitude of nutritious vitamins. That can't be possible.
But it is! Ghost Energy is transparent in their labeling, making it clear to the people what they are drinking.
Then I shall meditate more often, for I shall see myself wanting more.
It is much easier than that, child. You can find it in stores near you, and find a link in the show notes of Nightfall episodes for a 20% discount on Ghost Energy products.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm real sad because Nellos is a lot of fun. Like, he's just a fun character. And now we don't have a pilot.
Do your characters feel angry?
Yes.
Yeah, all very.
Okay. Each of you take a dark side point, but on your next attack, you get 2d20s.
And pick the better.
What the fuck? I've been trying so hard for sessions now not to earn these, and now we're just hand to the mouth?
They're just angry, and you get one.
Or you can say you don't want the dark side point, you won't get the second d20.
I'm taking the
that's
fucking
okay.
d20.
I'll be
okay.
That's theatrically angry.
That's fine.
I'm fucking Photon just lost, like, his best friend. He's not happy.
Redar just lost his drinking buddy, and he's gonna take that dark side point.
I imagine he would.
Yeah, Redar, chest out, guns ready.
Chest out,
happened.
Two pistols. He is charging towards
the cock
that
is getting hard again.
He's charging towards the stormtrooper. He's going to take a shot. It's going to miss. He's going to drop the guns and continue to charge.
Damn.
Photon.
Does he get 2d20? Oh, he does get 2d20. So no, he will miss. He will drop his guns and continue to charge.
So, Photon, still stunned at his compatriot's dead body next to him, takes a moment to mourn Nellos, him saying, stack of dimes, and all of it. And then he just runs to the side where he actually has fucking cover again. he's gonna fucking take another goddamn shot.
Two?
It's a 19.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Okay. Fucking 1, 2, 9, 17, or 15.
Wow, dead as dead can be.
As dead as dead can be.
I placed that shot directly in his fucking forehead. Same as Nello's.
You saying it, dude?
Good fucking riddance.
So the first thing I'd like to address before beginning my turn on my little TED talk here is can I take the dark side point, get the 2d20s, but then whatever I do next I don't get a dark side point for? So if I stab and slash, okay. Second thing is I'm asking for one little liberty from DM to player right here. is that can I use the force to pull a Corellia Wiser to chug while running at them with my lightsaber?
Yes, you can do that.
Fuck yes. All right, and then I'm going to go. The officer's still kicking, right?
Yes.
All right, I'm going.
He is behind the stormtroopers.
All right, then I'm going for whichever stormtroopers in front of him.
Okay.
I'm going to try to just feed my way right through. That's a 18 and then 3. I think I'll take that 18.
Cool.
And then 24.
Yeah, that's definitely a hit.
All right, and then it's 2d8 with the Netto's saber. My Netto's. Okay, it got a race, that's why I asked. 8, 6, 14.
Normie?
Mm-hmm.
Dead as dead can be.
Sweet. So, So from the positioning for those at home, Susie's behind the bar. Susie's gonna leap onto the bar, of course, dropping the big gun, right? While running down the bar, is gonna pull a Corellia Wiser, just using the force from behind the bar, crack it, chugging while running, and then leaps to stab the stormtrooper right through the heart.
Excellent. And then takes the can and fucking crushes it against the skull.
Yes.
There you go.
So there's just the two heavies left?
The two heavies and the officer.
Okay.
I'm also pretty sure this is the first time Susan's drank in the city so far.
Yeah. The officer is going to grant a +1 bonus to the heavies.
And the heavies have orders that the Jedi is the primary target, correct?
Yep.
So heavy is going to blast with his light repeating blaster at Susie. So he's getting a +1, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so this one +3. That is a 12 against reflex, misses.
Yep.
Okay.
17 for reference.
And the other one is going to...
Doesn't have a gun.
He's got a grenade.
He only has one grenade.
But I'm also near him. Which hopefully isn't reason.
Yeah.
He only has one nade.
If the other one, first one took a shot, the second one doesn't have a gun.
Okay. So the second one is going to just swang on him.
Redar is charging towards him.
Oh, that's the one Redar is charging towards?
Yeah.
Then he's going to run up and close the gap with Redar and try to catch him with a forearm or an elbow or something.
Oh, they're going to swing on each other? That's sick.
Oh, I'm looking for it.
That's a 28.
That'll hit.
Yeah. Let me borrow a d4.
Yeah,
it's only a d4.
Yeah, it's a d4 +2. 5.
Redar is down to 40.
Oh, I'm sweating for no reason.
I'm going to use battle analysis real quick.
Oh, I'm sorry. In Nellos' spot in the initiative, he's going to spasm and give a thumbs up.
Oh, my heart. Oh, dude, my heart's broken right now, man.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, even Nellos' head feels.
Yeah, well, how do you feel?
You guys feel. You feel battle analysis real quick to see who's bloody.
It's part of the game.
There are two dead stormtroopers, a dead Nellos, and a bloodied officer.
Bloodied officer? Okay. Heavies seem to be the priority.
One heavy has a gun, one does not.
Neither have been hit.
I'm gonna go for the one that isn't charging. 14.
That is a miss.
I'm gonna use my move action to... So he's going to try and push towards Susie out of cover and just be a meat shield.
So you're in the thick of it now, too.
Dummy thick.
All right. So the officer is now open, right?
Yes.
All right. It's beheading time. I'm still mad about Mellis. That's a 20. Let's go.
Nice.
Natural 20?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And so... I just say,
you hear through the force, avenge me, son!
As I swing my lightsaber to behead the officer, I just say, for the best goddamn pilot this galaxy's known.
He wasn't a good pilot! He was a pretty bad pilot!
Hey, it was mediocre at best, okay?
To me!
Big asterisk to me.
Or no, whispered afterwards, softly.
Do your damage.
Okay. Oh, nice. So that's 5, 10.
Times 2?
Time would be times 2. I got 5 for my total. Yeah,
that's upsetting. That's exactly what he had.
Oh, yeah, that's sick.
Okay, good.
So he is down.
So I thought you were saying it's upsetting because he didn't kill him.
Like, wow, he's still got 30 HP left. It's dingus.
It's worth noting, he's not dead, but he is unconscious. He falls to the ground.
Headless, but unconscious.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's merely pretending.
His head's hanging on by
he's a nearly headless Nick now. So, the officer's headless body falls to the ground, one pistol in one hand, and a communicator in the other. Next up is the heavies.
We're gonna go with gun heavy first. Taking a shot at Susie. Does not get the one anymore, I assume. The plus one.
He's not getting the plus one. Anymore.
Because his officer is dead.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is gonna be a plus two and trying to meet, what, 19?
17. 17.
That's a miss.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one is getting into fisticuffs with
Radar.
That is a 19.
That'll hit.
Let me get that defoul again.
You got it.
What the hell does that say? 4. Total of 6.
That's pretty good. So he's down to 34. And Radar is going to, like, just take that one on the chin and strike back. 14 plus 4. 18.
Yep. Well, that's a hitski.
1.
You get strength mod, too.
3. So a lot's happening. And next up is the corpse of Noah's cough. Photon.
I'm going for one of the heavies, the gunned one. Me, man,
roll better.
Do it again. I don't know what else to do other than roll. Okay.
I would talk smack, and I'm afraid it's gonna ruin my roll.
Yeah, you fuck yourself. Well, I fucking scream obscenities at the heavy. Like,
fuck you for having a gun.
Stand still.
Stand still. Get shot at, better nerd.
I'm gonna try to slice his gun in half so it's unusable.
The officer? Or the heavy?
Heavy.
Okay.
Just the officer while it's already dead. Yeah! Shot.
Try using that again.
That's gonna be 15.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Okay, alright.
So. I'm making this rule up. Just do it.
Alright, so I slice his gun.
Do it. Cool. So it's going to blow up, dealing 5 points of damage to the heavy, which is the most damage a heavy has taken yet.
Woo! Let's go! Now he has to punch, too.
And you hear from behind you, the communicator to the officer begins to go off.
Turn my head.
Next up is the heavies.
Radar's heavy's going to take a swing. Swanging and banging. That one definitely hits. Love tap for 3.
Love tap for 3, down to 31.
The other one is going to
swing on Susie.
Yeah, just fucking punch the weird fishy Jedi right in the face and miss.
Woo! The one that just lost his gun does have 1 grenade.
You're right.
So that's both the heavies.
But he's not going to, like, drop a grenade at his feet.
Hasta la vista. Oh, shit.
Hello, Akbar.
So that was the heavies. Then next up is Radar, who is going to take a swing at that guy. 11 plus 4 is 15. I don't think that hits.
No.
Okay. So Radar's going to take a swing, and the heavy's going to kind of deftly dodge out of the way. Okay.
I'm going to shoot at the guy who just got his gun slashed.
He's hit. Thank you.
19.
Yes.
Jesus.
Do a bunch of damage, please.
8. 1. 12 damage.
My god. He's bloodied. Fucking took him long enough.
That's good. That's good.
Try says the one who
grenade died. Off of his pouch.
No, that'd be action.
Aw.
Alright, for the one that has the one that's bloody, I'm gonna throw a bow and just try to like finish him off that way. There's been enough death for that.
Even though you're trying to do more.
So base attack plus strength.
Just
base attack minus two.
Just use your fucking lightsaber, you nerd.
Well, we can afford one more death today, I suppose. I'm swinging with the saber. Oh, shit. That's a 10.
No, that's not going to hit.
Okay. Susie swinging a miss. Next is the heavies.
Well, the one that's right in front of Susie is going to take.
And the, wait, sorry. And the communicator continues to go off.
Fucking second.
Heavies.
The one that is right in front of Susie is going to bend down, grab the communicator, and dart out of. No. No, he's going to take a swing. Fuck it.
Big dick in it.
Yeah, hell yeah. 21.
Oh,
that's a hit.
Punches me.
Hell yeah, dog. For 5.
Son of a bitch.
Next one. Swings.
Yeah, next one's going to swing on fucking radar, dog. And 19.
That'll hit.
Yeah, dog. Look at this.
These are just going
to UFC simulator for 6.
They are dedicated to the fucking Empire.
This is a UFC TTRPG now.
He's down to 25. Redar is getting close to bloody.
We have somehow found a way to turn Star Wars into Mike Tyson's punch-out.
Redar takes that next punch right on the face, and he is going to try and bear hug.
Oh,
yeah. Good. This is nuts. So I believe your reflex gets like a plus 10.
Is trying to do that?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to exceed a 25.
Nope.
Negative. So he goes in to try and grab you, and the heavy just kind of steps back. And Redar grabs nothing.
No, dog, don't. Get off me.
Don't. The fuck, dog?
Photon.
I'm going to have trust in Susie to take care of the other guy.
Don't. Don't.
Where is it? Where did it go?
The assassin.
Are you going to grab the communicator?
We're all fine here now. How are you?
It's on the opposite side of Susie from you.
Would it be an action to pick it up?
Yeah.
Kill now, talk later.
No, I'm killing these guys. Fucking Christ. God damn it. No, I'm not.
Would you like a dark side point?
Or are you just offering him
can I invest you on the dark side, boy?
Just suck your roll and take a dark side.
I've been involved in a few Sith initiations.
That's a good impression.
Thank you.
That should be your next voice.
Is Zoidberg and just play as Zoidberg?
That should be your voice.
No, that would be more for a Keldor. No, not a Keldor. The Quarren.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna go for the slice and dice.
Slice and dice.
That's gonna be 14.
That's a miss, dog. It's 15, okay?
Really?
Yes. 15 on the one whose gun you sliced, 16 on the one who you haven't sliced to death.
Have you been taking a -2 on your attacks for your condition track?
No.
Have you been taking a -2 on your reflex for your condition track?
No.
Okay.
Sound like you have.
I probably forgot.
That's okay. I don't think it would have changed any of the roles.
So
that was Susie. Yeah. Next is the communicator's still going. Male motherfucker.
He's gonna fucking swing. Because why the fuck not? This is dumb as hell. 24.
No, this was our anchor, man.
Yes. Yes, he was. The only reason you got anything done, and you let him die.
I'm so sorry.
Take four.
Just try to take four, bro.
The other one is going to
swing. Take a swing.
Yeah, why the fuck not? What do you fucking know? And hit. What do you fucking know? Six damage.
Redar is bloodied. Redar looks at Photon Susie. A little bit of help, guys. And then he's gonna try and grab the grenade from that guy.
Yeah.
Does that guy have a grenade?
Nat one!
The grenade goes off.
Sure. It's gonna hit the heavy and radar.
Famous last words, radar.
7, no. 10, 12, 14.
Well,
finally. Redar's down.
Was that the one attacking Redar?
Redar's
or was
dead?
That the one attacking
Redar's
Susie?
Down.
Okay.
And the one that got the grenade blown off is dead.
A little healthy.
So Redar goes to grab the grenade and like hits the switch on it instead, or pulls the pin on accident, and then him and the heavy just blow up.
Dude, I love it. Dog shit.
Redar is unconscious but alive.
That's what you get for talking shit, man.
Who's next?
Photon.
Please. Please. Where's the guys?
Please. Just hit it. You just roll with modifiers better than 50. How many dice do you roll for this? You literally can't fail this. He has 3 health, okay?
I noticed.
If there was ever a time where you could roll a dice as a 0, it is now.
So, he's already dead.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
He's dead.
Fine.
We avenged Nellos after a day and a half of fighting.
And that is the end of combat.
Fucking pick up that transponder.
I think Nellos would be very disappointed in y'all.
Yeah, probably.
So you pick up the communicator.
Yep.
Do you activate it?
Sure, yeah.
A 3D image appears. And it is the Inquisitor.
Looks like you are, Evan Klong. It looks like you may have taken something from me. Well, Susie, I believe I have taken something from you.
And he pulls into frame a small child. And you know this small child. This is one of your students from your time teaching on Nar Shaddaa. The child seems badly burned over their shoulder and says,
"Meet me at these coordinates."
And then some coordinates appear, and the communicator cuts out.
As it's cutting out, can I call out to the kid? And yeah. Be like, "You're going to be safe, I'm coming!" It gets cut off.
Famous last words.
You've just finished Chapter 5. Nightfall is Peyton Castle as Susie, BFM as Nellos Kath, Richard Capicil as Photon, and myself, Zach Somm, as the Galaxy Master. Artwork by Rob Hunter. Nightfall returns in 2 weeks with Chapter 6.
Hey everyone, thanks for checking out this episode of Star Wars Nightfall. If you're looking to check out more great content from us, you can find us over on Twitch, where we'll be regularly streaming Star Wars games. We'll be online every release day, which is every other Thursday, to play games and talk about the episode. We'll also try and fill in on other days as well. So come watch as we play Battlefront, The Old Republic, Galaxy's Restoration 3, and while I try at least once a week to get Rogue Squadron working. You can check it all out at twitch.tv/StarWarsNightfall.